Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Yeah, welcome back to Sunday Triple M NRL Grand Final Day out at ANZ Stadium. How good is it? And we're just going to recap a little bit of audio from earlier in the year where one of our favourite hosts, the great Anthony Maroon, threw this out there.
What a let off there for Blake Ferguson. It was an error. I'd love to see the coach replay there, but he'll be buying that referee a beer at the end of the night.
I tell you what, if either of these two sides finish in the top eight, I'll sing the national anthem at the grand final.
Oh, here we go. You're going to make another veiled promise, yeah? You won't come through with it.
Come through with it, yeah.
Well, there he is, Anthony Maroon.
How good was it?
Tripping over his big fat mouth once again. So, what we've got, Gordon, I know you can't see this, but Anthony, after Todd's invitation, has taken a microphone and he's heading down to the sideline now because he insisted that if he was going to, he insisted, thinking it wouldn't happen, he insisted that if he was going to sing the national anthem, it had to be on the field. So he's on his way. He's just walking out of the tunnel now.
2-2. Hello there.
There he is.
This is a big moment. This is the only bet you have ever paid up in your life.
Mate, if you don't watch it, I'll feed him, turn around and go back up the tunnel. And if anyone from the NRL is listening, I'm wearing someone else's identification. I am down here, I am on the sideline, and I am not classified for it. So if you want to come and drag me away, feel free. Australians, all let us rejoice, for we are young and free, with golden soil and wealth for toil. Our home is girt by sea, our land abounds in nature's gifts of beauty rich and rare. In his history's page, let every state advance Australia fair. In joyful strains, then let us sing, advance Australia fair.
He's finally paid up. Paid up. Mate, and where's a couple of Billy Joel numbers?
Oh, mate, he's blowing up like a Saturn rocket about that, Gordon.
The best thing about all this is all these people down there looking like, what's going on here? It's embarrassing.
Oh, security are onto him now. Look out, we've got the Yellow Shirt Brigade out.
Yeah,
we could be in all sorts.
Someone's tackling.
Oh, it wouldn't be hard.
Oh, that's one of his best, Gordy. Yeah, I actually thought he went pretty good.
Well, mate, he's, you know, probably once a month he comes up and he's, you know, well, I'll do this, I'll do that. And, you know, he still hasn't lived up to, you know, going to the pub up in Port Macquarie and, you know, dress up as a Roosters cheer girl and sing their song. Well, then that didn't get lived up to. But the pressure we put on him, the peer group pressure, which I loved, for him to sing, I loved every moment of it, to make him go out there and pay up the bet, which is...
The great part is he's got Dobbo's accreditation.
He's got Dobbo's lanyard
and
on.
And they couldn't pick
both
the difference.
Both of them have the same amount of talent.
But they couldn't. The security guards couldn't pick the difference when he got the on-field gate. They just said, yeah, mate, go through.
Look, credit to him. Like, credit to him because he's gone down. He's had a crack. He's aimed up. He has delivered on what he promised. But at the same time, the other funny element was I think he overshot the or he missed the takeoff.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
he missed the takeoff, and I reckon he sang the same verse twice and then went to the end.
Then we overshot the runway as well and had to bring it back around and have another crack at landing. But credit where credit's due. He got out there, he rolled the arm over and he did have a crack.
He's only got one more to go for the year. And
there
that's
it the, is. Yes. Get him back in. Mate. Oh, he's back. Mate, that was magnificent. That's some of the best radio we've heard.
I tell you something. I couldn't even hear it. That's why I couldn't hear the music.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
That's why I went late.
Mate, that was a magnificent performance. You did go a little bit late, don't worry. We've already pointed that out for people.
Yeah.
But credit where credit is due, You have aimed up. You have delivered. Grand final day. It was a big moment. Then, you said it had to be down on the turf. Yeah.
Now
you got down. You got little. You should have taken the shoes off as well, and got a bit of earthing while you were
down. I'll tell you what we'll do. Go home. Shave those legs. We'll get up the Port Macquarie in your cheerleader outfit. And then you'll be square.
Mate, we are square. We are square.
Mate, that was outstanding. Anthony, for all the time that I have put rubbish on you, I am sorry. I am sorry.
Gordon, get stuffed. I couldn't give a stuff whether you're sorry or not, mate. I don't have to see you for 4 months. Whatever happens in your life, don't call me and tell me about it.
You don't want me to do those cashies for you
I don't. I don't want you to do anything for me, but stay away from me. Same goes for you, and same goes for you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
What have I done?
What's Kenny done?
Now we'll see you. No sooner have I finished, and you're talking about the cheer squad, cheer girl thing.
I just thought it's a legitimate excuse for you to shave your legs again.
Mate. We'll see you tomorrow night on NRL 360.
Yeah, we're on tomorrow night.
And it's been a great year.
It's been a great year. Thanks, Anthony. Yeah. You've capped it off nicely for me.
Thank you very much. And you're hanging around?
Of course.
Are you sure?
Yeah, wouldn't go anywhere, mate. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Gordy, you're hanging around too?
Absolutely, mate.
Okay, we'll be back after 2 to rock the NRL Grand Final.